it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 3.
Matthew Urika Jo Esa Ikini Si Iketa.
Matthew 8, verse 1 to 3.
Matthew Urika Jo Esa Ikini Si Iketa.
When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him.
Nigbati Uti Urika Sokale Okoinio Tolein.
And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean.
And
Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
Jesus said, no worry, O Fiba, O Vipe Mofe, Iwadimima, Lujukana, Eteresimo.
The leper was a man who was destined to die barren. This particular leper. But he met the Lord Jesus Christ and his destiny was redefined. The reason why he would have died barren, but for that encounter with God. He did
it.
Was that number one? He was physically sick, and the sickness was incurable. Even the blood is already polluted, so that even if he had a wife, there was no possibility of having an issue. But one touch from the Almighty God changed all that. Like the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. Who too would have died barren. One contact with the Most High changed everything. And so I believe God is going to touch somebody here again this morning and bring about a total change physically in Jesus' name. We have seen people who had no ovaries, no tubes, and so on and so forth, and God touched them physically, and everything became all right. We have seen men with zero sperm count who received a touch from God, and everything became all right. Now that God has not changed. Is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will touch you today in Jesus'
name.
Now, the second reason why that leper would have died barren was because socially he had a problem. The entire society was against him becoming fruitful. Because he can't even touch a woman, talk less of pregnant her. In other words, he The reason he would have died barren is because of enemy action of the people around. But in Proverbs 16 verse 7, the Bible says, if a man's ways please God, he will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. There are some of us who are in the situation we are today because of enemy action. But the Almighty God is going to take care of that this morning. And then of the third reason why that leper would have died barren was because of spiritual situation in which he found himself. Because a leper is regarded as a man under a curse. And there might be one or two of us who are where we are because somebody cursed us. Because I remember the case of a woman who, when she was a girl, beat up her mother. And the mother, in pain, beat her two breasts and said, unless you didn't suck this breast, that's when you will have a child. But then the Almighty God intervened. She restituted with the mother. And now she's the mother of children. Galatians 3:13-14 said that Christ has redeemed us from the curses of the law. When the Almighty God touches you today, whatever curses are upon your life, they will all be cancelled in Jesus' name. The only fellow who God will not be able to touch is anyone who refused to repent of her sins. I've been hammering this all along simply because it is the truth. The Almighty God will not touch you if you want to continue to live a life of sin. You cannot say you want a child from God and then you have a dozen boyfriends beside your husband. You cannot be doing things that will annoy God and expect God to look upon you with favor. So you have something to decide. You have to choose. Do you want this child from God, or will you rather go and collect one from the devil? So if you are here and you have not even surrendered your life to Jesus, come and do so now. If you say you have given your life to Jesus and you are still living in sin, take a decision now and change your mind. So those who want to give their life to Jesus, come quickly now. The rest of us who have decided that from now, God helping us, we will live holy. Stand on your feet and talk to God. Father,
Baba,
redefine my destiny. Don't let me die barren. Don't let me die barren. Answer me today. Answer me today. If you want to give your life to Jesus, come now. And he will save your soul. As you come talk to him, I say, Father, save my soul. Have mercy on me, Lord. I promise you, I will serve you from now on. I will no longer live in sin. Father, forgive me. Save my soul. Save my soul. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, I want to thank you for your word. I give you all glory and honor for all those who have come forward for salvation. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, save their souls. Wash away their sins in your blood. Write their names in the book of life. And please touch them today in Jesus' name. And every one of us here this day, as many of us as have committed ourselves to a life of holiness, please redefine our destiny. Let this day be our own day. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
I would have loved to just stay on my bed. But the Lord said that I must go back to you. And lay hands on you one more time. This is going to be an expensive touching because it's costing somebody something. So hold on to God today that as you receive your own touch, this is going to be it.
And
so after you receive the touch, you go back to your seat and just begin to praise the Almighty God. And don't stand up until the usher say it is your turn to come forward.
My
God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Oh,
oh Lord, my God,
hey.
How excellent is your name,
hey.
In all the earth. How excellent is your name.
Oh, oh Lord, our Father, how beautiful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Oh,
oh God,
my God. The wall of thy hand, the moon and the stars,
Oh, God, receive me, Lord. Oh, Lord, Baba.